Well, we head to the top of the ninth. Iowa trailing Northwestern 3-1. Both teams have rapped out seven hits. Both teams have played error-free ball. But the difference, Northwestern, just a little more offense. As a matter of fact, the difference came at the top of the first. And what were we talking about very early, Dunk? Got to get it when the opportunities are there, because how often on a Friday night do you see a team maybe touch up a starter early and then nothing but goose eggs?
Yeah, the Hawkeyes just in, innings 5, 6, and 7 left two runners in scoring position stranded.
And an inning-ending double play in the last frame.
Yes, yeah.
Just not a quality at bat by Joel Booker.
Yep.
And not to say that we're criticizing him going after the first pitch, but that was out of the strike zone. He pounded that ball right down into the turf. Yep. Bottom of the order for Northwestern, Stevens, Frescott, and Lind. Erickson's done his job as he deals a ball and now a strike to the Wildcat shortstop, who is 0-for-3 tonight.
Brent, want to give a shout-out to my grandson Austin and his buddies on their way home from an Iowa baseball game. Solon guys came down here and enjoyed the 70-some degree weather and almost, what did we say, almost 1,700 people here tonight?
Yep.
Great crowd.
Tremendous crowd. And they'll be back after it tomorrow.
Yes,
so if you
they
didn't
will.
Get a chance to get out here, maybe listening on the radio, weather's supposed to be good as well. Just want a liner at second, snared by Mangler. Leadoff man retired here in the Wildcat ninth. Again, it will be a 2 o'clock first pitch. We'll be on the air with a 1:30 pregame.
Second baseman.
2 o'clock, your
Antonio
first pitch.
Frescott.
Pardon me. 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday with a 12:30 airtime. Frescott digging in from the right side. He walked his last trip up and then was picked off trying to steal. First pitch, good sink on that fastball from Erickson. Strike one. He's got a lot of downward run on that fastball.
Oh, yes, he does. We saw it early in the year down south. Boy, I tell you, his ball moves.
Yep, but just gets on you in a hurry. Swing and a miss by Frescott, strike two.
Yeah, well, remind our Hawkeye fans out there on the air, this young man went to Johnson County Community College in Kansas for a year out of Mason City. Then he set out a year of baseball. He's here at the University of Iowa, and Coach Heller and the staff found out he was here and asked him to come out, and boy, what a great find he has been.
Absolutely.
We've had a chance to spend some time with Ryan's mom and dad. Just
life of the party,
boy,
aren't they?
They are.
Ooh, this one inside, did it hit him? Got out of the way, and actually Frankos is the one slow to get up.
Yeah.
I think he crossed Jimmy up there. Jimmy was expecting something out, and he's going out to talk to him.
Let me talk about the Erickson's being a lot of fun. Their employment, I'll tell you, they would be there.
You'd need a good sense of humor, wouldn't you?
You would, because they're both have a couple of mortuary businesses in Mason City, but great parents, love following their son and the Hawkeyes, and you talk about a proud set of parents.
Absolutely.
Where they thought he was out of baseball, and now he's back, and they give all the credit to the coaching staff at Iowa for giving him a new lease on life.
One ball, two strikes, one out. This one popped up right side, drifting into foul territory, and it's going to get out of play.
Well, you talk to Ryan, and he does talk a lot about Coach Brickman and how comfortable he makes him feel. He said, I used to be a strikeout pitcher. Now they talk about pounding the zone, letting your defense help you, and that's exactly what Ryan's done, other than last Friday night, but boy, he hasn't had many hiccups.
1-2, a high chopper over the mound, coming back and charging in now is Mangler, throwing off his back foot, and it's not in time. That's an infield single.
Just one of those high hoppers right over the mound. Mangler made a great charge on it, but just could not get the speedy Frescott at first base, so an infield hit.
Look, I've had a chance now for a year and a half to watch this coaching staff, and I knew almost immediately that Coach Brickman was low-key. I mean, just everything about his nature, his mannerisms, very low-key individual. I saw Coach Sutherland play when he was a UNI Panther for Coach Heller. I saw him at Cascade High School, and I saw a little bit of grit to the guy. But I see him now as a coach and very instructional. And if you're making the same mistakes over and over and over again, yeah, you're going to hear about it. But even Coach Heller, this is an intense coaching staff. But this isn't a coaching staff that's going to kill you every single time you make a mistake. They're very low-key. They're very positive. Although when they got off the bus that night getting back from Bradley, Coach Heller said, if I have to, if that's what it takes to get you focused, I'll become that. And then you saw him come out the following night, granted against D3 Cornell, but I don't think Marty Sutherland said they had anything but quality at-bats that evening. And all of a sudden, you get back into Big Ten action here tonight, and you see guys maybe gripping just a little tight.
Well, that's why you hear me repeatedly talk about Big Ten stats as opposed to overall stats.
Runner going, this one fouled at the third baseline.
Big Ten stats, boy, when you're playing three-game series, all 9-8 series, those at-bats become the real gauge of who you are as a player because you're seeing quality pitching out. Now, you know, not to, to badmouth the Cornell program, but you're just not seeing that kind of quality. And you better live on your overall stats. You better live on those kind of people to get those stats up. But
one ball, one strike, one out. A runner at first in the top of the ninth. Iowa trailing Northwestern 3-1. Erickson leaning back and out of the stretch. Upstairs and outside.
The thing that impresses me about the Iowa coaching staff, as much as we're struggling in those situations, on the outside, they do nothing but stay positive.
Absolutely.
Talk about how difficult that is, but behind the scenes, trust me, they are working
feverishly
everything they can behind the scenes to get players to relax, trying to change and tweak a few things. But bottom line in baseball, you got to go play, you got to get it done. And they're just hunting desperately for somebody that will step in there and get that done.
Well, we talked about it before. Coach Sutherland and I, after that Bradley game in the post game, baseball's different than virtually every other sport. As we await the 2-1 here, this one pop foul right side and out of play. And that just about every other sport, if you're struggling, you can ramp it up. You can become more aggressive and take it at your opponent and usually be effective. In baseball, that's the absolute antithesis of what you want guys to do, whether it be on the mound, whether it be at the plate especially. When you're gripping tight, when you're pressing in baseball, you're just going to make things worse.
Basketball shooting would be a comparison I would always make. You know, when shooters just tighten up a little bit, it becomes very difficult. Hitting's the same way. You just got to relax, see the ball, hit the ball.
2-2. Chopper up the middle, could be trouble, and into center field. Quickly on it is Tool, and Frescott read it right. He stops at second base. Boy, they've taken advantage of some turf hops here this season.
Well, that was absolutely a scene. I dog barely over the reach of Erickson on the mound, and then just absolutely right over the top of the bag in between.
And here comes Coach Brickman. He's going to have a chat with Erickson. There is nobody warming up in the Iowa pen right now, so they're counting on Erickson to get out of the top of the ninth. Looking ahead in the bottom of the ninth for the Hawkeyes, it will be 6, 7, and 8. Kaufman, Rossetti, and Jablinski. Now, whether or not they use a pinch hitter, we'll wait and see, but Kaufman especially has struggled this evening. And, Dunk, what really gets me is, again, three straight innings with runners at second and third and less than two outs, and to see Iowa's hitters look a little tight, man, I would think it would be the opposite. The pressure's on the pitcher in those situations.
You bet it is, and give the Iowa offense credit. They're getting those guys in scoring position. We just cannot come up with a ball. I think it was back in the sixth inning. We didn't even get a ball. You know, sixth inning, we popped up a weak ball at first base and then backed up with Kaufman on a strikeout, so we didn't get a ball in play with runners in scoring position. That's the frustrating part of it, but it's that 5, 6, 7, 8 hitters for us that really struggled.
Well, the lineup turns over one more time for Ruckum. And you just think you're playing with fire with this kid. Stepping in 0-4, came into tonight hitting .357. And now he's got runners at first and second. Just don't like facing him in this situation. Especially when you figure the odds are against you here. First pitch, backdoor slider, and Daniel Jimenez is going to give him a strike.
Yeah, recommitting .346 on the year. .281 with runners in scoring position. Got a slugging percentage of .579 for a leadoff hitter.
That's excellent. The 0-1 outside. Great backhanded stop by Francos. He looked like a shortstop there.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did a great job. That ball drifted all the way out in the first base, or excuse me, the left-handed batter's box, and he actually backhanded that ball and kept it in front of him. Reckham.
Hey, tell Paul to call you back. 1-1. This one
Thank
popped
you.
Up. Right side, drifting back is Kaufman. Is he going to get into foul territory? Whoa, almost turned around, but he makes the catch.
Boy, Kaufman had to go a good 60, 70 feet out in right field, and Booker came on. And again, I would much rather have seen Booker call him out there because Booker got there in plenty of time. That was a tough play. But give Taylor Kaufman
first
a lot of credit.
Zach Jones.
Went back and got us that precious second out here. And got a very difficult hitter in Kyle Rutschman.
Still not out of it, though. Jones will dig in. We got a lefty-lefty matchup here, Don.
Yep. Single back in the first inning, left field. His walk struck out.
Well, Brian Erickson can bear down here. The Hawks will enter the bottom of the ninth. Is this one a ground ball to second? Mangler stays low on it. Almost tripped. Fires to first.
No runs.
And no runs despite a couple of hits. And the Wildcats leave a pair. Well, Iowa needs at least two or this ball game is over. And they will drop the opener to Northwestern. 3-1 Wildcats. We'll see what the Hawks have in store in the bottom of the ninth. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Iowa Baseball from Learfield Sports. Well, we head to the bottom of the ninth. Brandon Magalonis finishing his warm-ups. What's his pitch count at here, guys? 104. Trust me, that's nothing for this kid.
No, not at all.
I called a game 2 years ago where he was at 132. He's got a lot left in him. Well, we thought that there may be a pinch hitter for Taylor Kaufman to lead off the bottom of the ninth for Iowa, and there will be. The freshman, Anthony Guzzo, will pinch hit. Nick Rossetti on deck. Eric Skank-Jablinski in the hole. Iowa trails Northwestern 3-1. They've been out hit 9-7. But the story has been the lack of production with runners in scoring position. Iowa has stranded 6 base runners in 3 of the last 4 innings and all in scoring position. The tying run has been left on board as Guzzo digs in and takes a strike. Guzzo hitting 226. And right now a walk is every bit as good as a hit. Just want a ground ball into right field. Leadoff single. And Dunk, you and I were talking about it during the break. Crucial for that leadoff man to get aboard. He just did.
Sure did. And Guzzo did a lot of catching early in the season for us. He's a good-looking young talent out of Ontario, Canada. Just a freshman. And as we got into Big Ten play, they decided to go with Moriel defensively along with Francos. And we'll see a lot of Anthony Guzzo as years go along. But big base hit to start out this ninth inning.
Rossetti digs in. He's the tying run. Boy. Again, I know it's not human nature to lean in or try and find an angle on an 88 to 89 mile an hour pill coming at you. But right there, I thought he might have worn one.
Well, and more often, though, in baseball, baseball day, if you lean in, you may be sitting right back in that batter's box because umpires are much more likely to tell you to stay right in there if you lean into one.
He's on the plate.
Yes,
and what good hitters will tell you is there's a way to twist to make it look like you're turning away from the ball and what do you want to call it, magician sleight of hand, but actually create an angle that, that allows for it. Yep.
The elbow will come out, the forearm will come out when you turn away from it. But
he takes a strike here, 1-1. This back one, a shot back into left field, base hit. Guzzo will stop at second. Back-to-back singles to start the ninth for the Hawkeyes, and the tying run is aboard. The winning run is now at the plate. A little salsa for Eric Skank-Jablinski. And Rick Keller's going to call him down the line. Do you have him bun here?
Well, what we got to do is see what Northwestern's going to do. They got a left-hander up and ready right now. Now the right-hander's just getting ready, but may see the left-hander come in here, and that may force us to bunt, but
left fielder.
Yeah, I think you got a bunt. I mean, you've got Goodman and Then back to the top of the order in Tool, but either two. Yeah, here's.
Yep, here's Coach Stoddard.
Here's Coach Stoddard.
You knew that it was just a matter of time, didn't you?
It was. Yep, sure did.
Just a mountain of a man.
Yes, he is. And boy, what a great pitcher he was.
Longtime Baltimore Oriole.
Absolutely a stitch. He is a funny man.
Played college ball and basketball, for that matter, at North Carolina State. And they are going to make a move. Yep. We will keep it here. Magallonis' day is done as he cannot get an out here in the ninth. But my goodness, he pitched a gem, an absolute gem. But his day is done.
Well, this thing, other than the score, is about as even as you can get it. Northwestern, 3 runs on 9 hits, no errors. The Hawkeyes, 1 run on 9 hits and no errors. Big inning was the first inning where Northwestern had back-to-back-to-back hits out of their 2, 3, and 4 spots and put up 2 runs. Short of about 4 miraculous plays by the Hawkeyes in that early inning. Tool laid out in left center at the warning track.
Now pitching for Northwestern, number 26, Jake Stolle.
It's going to be Jake Stolle, their closer. All right.
Left-hander. Let's see what he's done in the Big Ten. Jake Stolle has a 4.97 ERA. He's been in 505 games. 12 2/3 innings pitched, 18 hits in the Big Ten, 8 runs, 7 earned. 2 base on balls, 5 strikeouts.
He's an Eastern Iowa product.
Yep.
Prepped at Linmar High School. 6'5", 200-pound junior. Against Stolle, their closer, with 5 saves, lowest ERA on the roster at 2.68. And you're going to have a lefty-lefty matchup here. Does that really change anything, though, as far as Jablinski is concerned?
No,
are they going to pinch hit for him now?
They got.
I see more coming out. They're going to pinch
hit
for Jablinski now. So the chess match is on. And Sean Moore will now be your hitter, the right-hander.
Well, in this case, Sean Moore, an Iowa City West product, Wichita State transfer. He's got great pop and power, but he's got to get his mind here. If they ask you to bunt, you get it down. If they're going to let you hit, don't try to do too much. Put your good swing on it. Let it happen what's happened, but don't muscle up if they turn you loose.
Well, and right now, if he's in to bunt, do you maybe have him take a pitch just to see where Stolle's at?
Bet. You bet.
He misses upstairs.
He didn't square the bunt.
No, he did not. You maybe, boy, you hate to say give him one pitch with the game on the line.
Well, you give him a swing, and he may go to bunt, but I've talked about that before. A lot of times I like to give a hitter a chance to drive in a run.
Moore just hitting .226. I know Dan Potempa, Klenovich, they've been searching for somebody to be the designated hitter on this team.
Nobody wants to step up and take it.
Took a heavy swing there and came up empty. That was a long swing.
Well, Stolle took a little bit off and made that swing look longer as a changeup. He just got way out in front of. Now let's see what Coach Eller wants to do here.
The 1-1. Hawks trailing 3-1. They've got the tying run aboard at first base here in the bottom of the ninth and nobody out. Moore takes outside. Ball 2.
Well, give the Hawks credit. They're trying to put pressure on Northwestern here. Runners at first and second, back-to-back singles. See if Sean Moore can pick one up, at least get us 1 run. Guzzo, pretty good runner for a catcher.
And Rossetti's got decent speed as well.
Northwestern's playing deep in the outfield.
This one outside, ball 3. And Stolle in danger of putting the winning run aboard.
Stolle's really feeling for the corner right now.
Yep. And Helan's going to go out and talk to him.
We got 2 guys up in the bullpen for Northwestern, so.
Grabbing the binocs here. Neither of them throwing right now.
I think they may be ready and just staying loose.
The one number I can make out is number 14. That's Joe Schindler, and he would be Sunday starter. So as this one popped foul straight back.
Rashawn Moore got the pitch he wanted. It was up in the strike zone and just fouled it straight back. Just missed it. Now he's got to shorten it up here.
Yep. And you can't chase.
Oh, we got to stay away from him.
He cannot chase.
Yeah, he's not a great runner, so we got to stay out of the double play here.
From the stretch, Stolle, the 3-2. Checks the runner at second. Deals. Fouled straight back. Boy, he challenged him with a fastball, and he just missed it.
Sure did. And, again, fouled it straight back. Just missed it. And he's got to take a deep breath. Stay short to the ball. Use the middle of the field here. Guzzo's got to work on
a bigger secondary lead.
Yeah, he's got to get that secondary lead so he can score on the base hit.
Stolle deals. Upstairs, ball four, and the base is loaded.
What a great at-bat out of Sean Moore there. Came with three straight fastballs. He fouled two of them off, and Stolle tried to climb the ladder on him, and he had the discipline to let it go. Base was loaded for the Hawks.
The senior from Apple Valley, Minnesota, Chris Goodman, legged out a bunt single in his last at-bat. He has grounded out to third. He has grounded out to short. He has been in a terrible slump basically since the start of the Big Ten season. He digs in here, entered today hitting .233. The winning run at first, bottom of the ninth, and he takes outside, ball one.
Now the key here right now is Rossetti at second base. He has got to work and extending that lead, and boy, I tell you what, you got to freeze on a line drive here. You don't want to get doubled up on the line drive.
Goodman up in the box, awaits, sinking fastball for a strike. Now, important here, too, if you're Goodman, Dunk, you don't have to do too much. You talked about avoiding the ground ball double play. Obviously, Northwestern's back. They'll trade a run for an out. He's got a hole to the right side with second base pinching, and he just chased above the letters. Strike two.
Well, that's what I talked about before the game. He is really in that syndrome where he takes strikes, swings at balls, and that was up and out of the strike zone. Yeah. Just pressing, and such a good hitter, and he just really, it's hard to see him struggle like this.
1-2, right field. Trouble if it's fair, but it's slicing foul, and it's going to get into the Hawkeye bullpen.
Chris Goodman will battle you. There isn't any doubt about that, and we've asked a lot out of Chris this year. He's played left field and came in, and Nick Day can't go. He's come in and played a great third base.
Absolutely. He steps up here, though, with the tying run at second and the winning run at first. Iowa trailing 3-1, nobody out, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. This one just off the outside corner. He followed it all the way out, and that was a heart stopper.
Boy, everybody in the Northwestern dugout's on the edge on that one. Yeah.
And so was I.
Yeah, that's the pitch you want. But
he didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
It's 2-2. Are you sitting dead red here if you're Goodman?
Oh,
inside, did it hit him? He thought it did. It did not, but it's ball three. Base is loaded. Nobody out. You sit fastball here, don't you?
Well, you have to, and foul it off until you get one you like.
Payoff pitch on the way. Fastball ripped into left field. Base hit. Guzzo is home. Rossetti will be held at third. An RBI single by Chris Goodman. And the Hawks pulled it within a run at 3-2.
Boy, great job by Goody. Got a pitch on the inner half of the plate. Turned and pulled it through the hole. And give a lot of credit to Joe Horscheid in left field. Boy, he charged that ball and held Rossetti. Those are tough ones to read because as a runner at second base, you can't really tell the angle the third baseman has on. He made a step to the ball, and that freezes you just enough that you don't get the great jump.
Base is still loaded. Nobody out. Now the tying run at third, the winning run at second, and they're going to pinch run for Moore. They're going to send in Woods. Corbin Woods will now pinch run at second base for Sean Moore and considerably better speed now at second base.
Nobody out. Base is loaded for the Hawks. Lefty against lefty here.
Yep.
That's what Northwestern's going to choose to go to.
Well, and I guarantee you if we had hitting coach Marty Sutherland mic'd up, he would say the same thing that he always does. Stay with your approach. First pitch swinging. This one popped up left side, slicing
catch
foul,
it.
And it's into the bullpen.
Said he did a nice job of getting back. You never want to go to sleep at third base. Now, that ball was barely out of play, but the left fielder, it was taking him towards the fence. So yep. You've got every opportunity to score on that ball right there. Just got out of play on us.
Rossetti at third. He's the tying run. Woods at second. He's the winning run. Senior Eric Toole digs in with an 0-1 count. Off speed. Popped him up. Fly ball. Deep to right center field. It should be deep enough. Ranging over his waters. He makes the catch. Rossetti will tag. So will Woods. We're tied at three. Sacrifice fly by Eric Toole. And now the game winner just 90 feet away.
I tell you what's big on that play right there, Brent. We only have one out. The job that we did from tagging by Woods, the play was going towards center field. The right fielder came over and took it away, but Woods did a great job of going second to third, one out, and that could be the game winner.
Here comes Coach Stoddard. Will they make a change with senior captain Jake Mangler set to stroll to the plate? This crowd of nearly 1,700 had very little to cheer about since first pitch. The Hawks have saved their best here for the bottom of the ninth. A two spot to tie it up, and the game-winning run with only one away, now just 90 feet away at third base.
The other part about that play, Chris Goodman couldn't take the chance of going to second base, even though Woods tagged, because the ball was cut off right at second base, and he would have been DOA if he had tried to go. Still a double plays in order for Northwestern, but they're going to go to the bullpen, it looks like.
Trying to get a number on the young man coming in. We will keep it here. Reed Mason was warming up. They don't have numbers on the front of their jerseys here, so we got to wait for him to turn around. But how about that? Iowa with two runs here in the bottom of the ninth, and it's going to be number 14. How about this? They're going with Joel Schindler.
Yep.
Interesting. And you know what? I still wouldn't be surprised if he starts on Sunday.
Oh, I wouldn't either. No, not at all. Schindler in the Big Ten. 9.49 ERA. Been in three games. Started three games. 12 and a third innings pitch. 16 hits. 13 runs all earned. Four base on balls. Five strikeouts. Teams are hitting 308. It's right-hander.
Mangler will dig in. We got a righty-righty matchup here. All right, now if you're Mangler, again, technically you talk even about needing to find a gap, just a fly ball. You're obviously going to have to bring the infield in if you're Northwestern. So tack about another 30 points onto Mangler's batting average here. You well, just need to put the ball in play.
You bring the infield in, you're going to have your outfield play shallow.
Yep.
So all you do is step back and find a pitch that you can drive. Don't give a dang where you hit it. Just get a pitch you can drive. Get a pitch you can drive.
It's been a fun ride so far this year, hasn't it? They've made it white knuckle on more than one occasion.
The Iowa home fans, I'm telling you, this is what it's been like on the road with the Hawkeyes. Good pitching, great defense, not an error in the ball game again tonight. But, boy, the Iowa bats, they just linger around. And got her going here tonight. Let's get her done. Let's get a fly ball. Jake Mangler into the outfield.
How many times with a brand new pitcher, too, will the coach tell that runner at third, you got to read a ball in the dirt? Something gets away, you've got to be on your toes.
Coach Heller's talking about that right now to Woods. He's got to be alert. And the thing we've got to stay away from, Mangler's not a great runner. You want to stay away from the double play.
Yep.
I wouldn't be, well.
You're going to say send Goodman? Is that what you're going to say? I don't think you can in this situation.
Not with one out runner at third. You just can't do it.
Mangler digs in from the right side. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Tied up at 3 apiece. The winning run, Corbin Woods standing at third base. Mangler takes a first pitch breaking ball for a strike.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Northwestern outfield is in about 30, 40 feet from where they've been playing. It's going to take a fly ball deep enough to get Corbin Woods. And understand Corbin's a young player, so there's a lot on his shoulders down there and a lot on Coach Heller's shoulders. I'm sure he's talking to him on every pitch.
Middle infield back at double play depth. Jones will hold Goodman at first, but he's got a good lead. You have excellent speed at first. Another bender. Rips into left center field. Base hit. And the Hawks win. Iowa with three runs in the bottom of the ninth. And they come from behind to literally steal the opener against Northwestern. Final score, 4-3.
Hawks win.
Unbelievable. Coach Heller just goes over and slaps Coach Stevens on the shoulder. My goodness. The elation in the first base dugout can only be matched by the disappointment in the third. What a night, Donk.
Well, Coach Heller talks about it, and so does Coach Brickman and all of them. These Hawks will battle you. They'll frustrate the heck out of you, but they'll battle you all the way. And talk about Tyler Payton and Ryan Erickson. They hold you into this thing. The Hawkeyes find a way in the ninth inning to come up with the hits that can get it done.
Three runs on four hits, and the Hawkeyes trailing 3-1 going into the ninth, steal one on their home field as they win it 4-3. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. We'll take a quick timeout. Back with your post-game highlight show and interview with Coach Sutherland. Iowa 4, Northwestern 3. You're listening to Hawkeye Baseball from Learfield Sports.